Okay, Roger, pull yourself together. It's been a while since we've done this, but... Broadcasting, this is Roger Brigado Fisher, still goddamn here, and somebody ought to keep a record of what's been happening on the moon and whatever comes next.
We came from Rio São Paulo.
All that way?
We heard on the consortium feed that they've merged.
They merged the hell out of us. The home I was keeping for my garden.
It was a significant expenditure of effort and personnel in order to maintain the appearance that we were...
You're giving me the biggest headache. Moonbase Theta.
The, shutdown sequence is complete.
Anybody can keep track of the past, but looking forward is hard.
I couldn't wait for him to come back. I didn't know where to go. For us, the freeholds were only rumors.
Get back, or I'll eviscerate you with my micro-dissecting scissors.
Let me cuddle the cuties!
Dr. Day, just let go!
All of you, stop!
I assume we're all here for some subversive anti-corporate plot, which, believe me, I am all about.
You throw me to the wolves, I'll take you right down with me.
The wolves? As if you were useful now, even as a scapegoat.
You were looking for something.
Just a place where I could look at the moon. There you are, love. Still guiding my way.
Moonbase Theta Out Season 3 premieres on November 22nd, with new episodes releasing every other Sunday.
The next time we make a choice, it's got to be someone we can trust.
I might have an idea for that.
Do tell.
I'm not sure if it's a good idea, but I think that I'm going to do it.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you love actual plays D&D, Hades, or Greek mythology and improv, be sure to check out Rogue Runners, Volume 1, In the Blood, to follow the adventures of Alexander the Great, King of Macedon, and Drunk Paladin.
Oh, sorry. I guess now I'm Alexander the Grump.
Rolf, part-time sorcerer, full-time boomer.
Is it a sex thing?
It was a sex thing!
Arete, stealthy rogue, and even thirstier mobster.
Have you bathed and brought to my tent?
And Annie, legendary bard and chocolate milk fanatic. Together, these four wretched shades will battle their way out of hell for another chance at life, with a little help and hindrance from gods and monsters alike.
Word of advice when you're opening up these things, you're supposed to say, "Olympus, I accept this message," in some really serious voice.
Take your place among the living again.
Your tactics are adept, if too elegant for my tastes.
My dear, saying no is never a crime.
You hit like a Philistine.
You're not getting out of here alive, wretches.
A pinky promise?
A double pinky promise.
When you die, you'll have to tell me all about it.
Rogue Runners, an actual play audio drama made during the pandemic, all while maintaining proper social distancing.
And I'll follow at a 6-foot distance.
How about a 5-foot distance for D&D purposes?
Sure.
Okay.